This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it does appear that the cooler weather is improving archery hunting success. We have some early season results here. We also have reports from a very successful youth waterfowl hunting weekend over on the Mississippi River area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, cooler weather has archery hunting success rates improving, particularly during these latter weeks of October. Illinois archers are now reporting much better success during the nearly 3.5 month long season that began October 1st, and the number of bucks being seen during the daytime hours is also increasing. However, results from the first 20 days of October show hunter success rates still a bit behind last year's total for this same period. During this period, Illinois deer hunters has harvested 12,529 whitetails, and the figures are down from 2012. Last year's total during the same period was 14,207. Now, as of October 20th, the harvest consisted of 68% does and 32% males. Now, the top five counties for archery harvest during the first 20 days are Pike County with 471, Fulton with 355, Jefferson with 339, Vermilion County with 269, and Adams County with 258. Our local counties show similar success rates. Calhoun County archers are have bagged 125 deer, down from 153 last year. In Greene County, the harvest stood at 143, which is 43 fewer than a year ago. Archers in Macoupin County have recorded 169 whitetails, some 61 less, while Morgan County hunters tagged 96 deer, down by 8 from last year. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the first 20 days was 138 compared to 147 a year ago. The Madison County harvest stands at 215, which is 67 fewer than 2012. And in Montgomery County, hunters had bagged 175 deer compared to the same number last year. Now, the Illinois archery deer season does continue through January 19th, so there's plenty of time to fill those tags. The season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting, and those are going to be November 22nd through the 24th and December 5th through the 8th. And as we mentioned earlier, we did see some pretty good duck hunting success during the special youth waterfowl hunt last weekend. Young waterfowl hunters enjoyed excellent success on most Mississippi River area sites during the recent youth waterfowl hunting weekend. Here in the Central Zone, youth waterfowlers were allowed to hunt October 19th and 20th. Now, despite fewer hunters on the area, 298 this year compared to 341 in 2012, the young hunters bagged a preliminary total of 539 ducks and geese. This is compared to 275 in 2012. This year's harvest also included two geese. Now, as might be expected, success rates did shoot upward, with the average harvest totaling 1.81 ducks per hunter compared to just 0.87 last year. Results from the two-day hunt show youths bagging 63 ducks on Stump Lake and 75 on the Glades. Young hunters at Godar averaged 111 ducks. The youths hunting out of Riprap Landing recorded 20 ducks, while youths out of Red's Landing bagged 15 ducks. The youth hunt harvest at Fuller Lake was 31. Batchtown area youths harvested the greatest number, 180 ducks. And young hunters at Calhoun Point bagged 44. So we are off to a pretty good hunt, even though these were the youths. We'll see how the adults start doing here very soon. I think we're going to see some great duck hunting this year. Okay, we're going to take a brief break, come back and look at fishing in each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages. Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist. Among the favorites are bacon burger, and what isn't better with bacon? Breakfast sausage, a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and other flavors. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, bratwurst, summer sausage, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 201 Mount Street in Carlinville. Open 7 days a week, all season long, featuring a rapid completion of your order.
Call 217-854-2455 or 556-3871.
Okay, we're back, and it does appear that things are happening at the Corps of Engineer lakes throughout the state. In fact, though many of the Corps of Engineer facilities just reopened following the recent government shutdown, certain sites are now slated to close very soon if they haven't closed already. At Carlisle Lake, the Dam West and McNair campgrounds will remain open through noon on November 3rd. The Dam East campground will remain open all year. The Boulder and Coles Creek campgrounds have already closed for the season. All Carlisle Lake boat ramps camps, day use areas, and outlying parking lots will remain open, and Eldon Hazlett State Park at Carlisle remained open through the government shutdown and will continue to remain open. Core facilities at Lake Shelbyville have also reopened. Those facilities include campgrounds, boat ramps, day use areas, and hunter-fisherman parking lots. The campgrounds that are open are Bow Wood Campground, sites 114 through 141. Those will close December 2nd. The remainder of the Bow Wood Campground has closed. The Lone Point Campground, Walleye Loops, which is sites 86 through 95 and 114 through 141, will also close on December 2nd. These campsites are available on a first-come, first-served basis throughout the remainder of the season, and there will be no reservations available for these sites. The camping fee is $16 for each campsite, and a self-deposit vault will be located near the entrance sites with directions explaining the process for paying the camping fee and to provide a payment tag for the camp post. So we do have some campsites open. And if you're a fisherman, you know that crappie are turning on at all three locations. Even though the west winds have been howling for more than a week at Lake Shelbyville, water temperatures have fallen into the low 60s to upper 50s. And this has pushed the bait way back in the creek mouths and back into coves. The crappie have followed and the white bass have as well. They're catching good numbers of fish with a jig under a slip bobber. Try using a variation of chartreuse color, and you can also use a plain minnow under a slip bobber. Both rigs are fishing and producing very good numbers of fish at 30 inches deep or shallower. Once the wind dies, things should even become a bit easier. At Rend Lake, the crappie bite remains good. Some fish are starting to move into shallows for their fall feeding frenzy. This is the time of year when almost everyone on the lake is after a mess of crappie. As the water cools, the bite will pick up. Fall fishing on Rend Lake is incredible if you're a crappie fisherman. In October, the fish go into a feeding frenzy. Lots of big fish are caught during the next couple months. And currently, fish are being caught on the laydown trees, the stake beds, the brush piles in about 2 to 14 feet of water. Some fish are also being caught under the bridges and along the rocks right now. Fish about a foot off the bottom, and the jigs and minnows seem to be working equally well. Also at Carlisle Lake, more good crappie fishing reported. Nice-sized crappie are being caught in the spillway area right now. Fairly good numbers of them. Some days are a little slower, some days are a little better, but they're still catching crappie almost virtually every day. And in the main lake, the crappie fishing is very good. They're being caught anywhere from 2 to 3 foot deep, depending on the day. Minnows seem to be doing best, but some are also jigging with tube jigs. You can fish around any submerged structure and find pretty good success. So there's lots of good crappie fishing to be found. The catfish bite is also good at all three locations. And the bass bite, though a hit and miss affair, is rated anywhere from fair to good depending upon the day. So we've got lots of good fishing to report and more good fishing to come in the coming weeks. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.